Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll admit, I didn't handle it as objectively as I handle most things. I know that I, earlier in the show, was like, well, I don't overreact too much because, you know, at this point, I'm just kind of expecting them to disappoint me. Not only did I send out a tweet basically saying, like, the refs must have taken the Raiders. Not only did I send out that tweet, this morning, I put together a TikTok, at Nick Wilson Says, by the way, if you'd like to follow me, that definitely accused the refs of the same damn thing. So part of me went full fan yesterday and just said, this cannot be a coincidence. And a lot of it was that it was a late flag. There's nothing that annoys me more than when a player is waltzing into an end zone and that's when the flag is thrown. Like, what led to the delay? Did it get caught in your belt? Like, I don't know what could have led an official to wait a whole ass 15 seconds of real time before they're like, you know what, wasn't going to do it, but now that you scored a touchdown, here's the flag. That being said, I don't know how the, listen, I'm a firm believer that on every play you can call holding in the NFL. If that is to be the case, then you should only call flagrant plays. And there were, the Browns had one or two yesterday that were pretty flagrant. But I just don't understand how on every other play, Myles Garrett gets tackled and is grabbed under the arms as he's passing another player, and that's not holding. And then what Nick Harris is doing, which, yeah, he had a hold of him, but he was engaged in the guy's core. And I actually thought, we'll play the Ross Tucker thing here in a minute. Ross gave a pretty good explanation, even though by the time Gene Steratore offered his opinion on it, Ross flip-flopped, and we are going to call him on that on Wednesday. I want a definitive answer by Ross, whether that is a holding call or not. It was an embarrassing call. And the reality is it's an embarrassing call because of the time in the game and because it wasn't flagrant. It wasn't obvious. I have no problem with obvious calls being called back. I like, listen, guys, if it was so much so that the Raiders defender was, you could literally see with one arm he's being held back or it changes his direction. It really didn't. Nick Harris had him right there. He had him squared up and all he was doing was blocking. And I this is what frustrates me is, I'll be honest with you, I think it got called because of the Browns' sloppiness. I think we all know, we talk all the time about double standards in the NFL. Well, guys, it's as simple as this. If the Browns weren't known as the most penalized team or second most penalized team coming into this game, I don't think that gets called. I think referees know reputations. I think referees know when to call those plays and who to call them on. And the reality is the Browns are the most penalized offensive line in the NFL. They've played like crap. And when you play like crap and you get penalized, the way that this offensive line gets penalized, they're going to look for stuff. because they know you're a repeat offender. If you are a disciplined offensive line, you don't get called on that. You don't. If it's somebody of a known quantity, this is no disrespect to Nick Harris, who I think has filled in admirably for Ethan Posick, but you don't get called for that. But it's much like if you have one of your kids that constantly acts out, when they do something, you don't really think to the, well, do they really do it or am I overrated? No. Oh, yeah, it's the problem child. And that's what the Browns are right now. It's almost not worthy being upset about because the Browns continue to do this to themselves. And that holding call, as atrocious as it was, is just another example of the Browns' reputation biting them in the butt. Now, I do want to play, before we get to some calls here, Larry and Debbie, you guys stick there, 216-474-0092. I want to walk you through Ross Tucker and Gene Steratore's full exchange on CBS this weekend in the Browns game.
Watson buying some time. Wide open Cooper on the run at the 50-yard line. The 10, the 5, touchdown Browns. And a flag down at the line of scrimmage.
Offense, number 53.
Take the points off the board. It's the backup center who's now in for the injured Ethan Posick, Nick Harris.
It's when Watson steps up, Harris needs to try to keep moving his feet. Oh, I don't like that call at all.
We need to get another angle
of that. They called that a hold?
Wilkins was the defender there.
Yeah, we're going to check out the reverse angle. Boy, I cannot believe they called that a hold right there.
As long as you're keeping that defender or opponent inside your framework, we really don't look at the grab on the pads. Now, with that said, the minute your feet get beat, the minute the defender works himself outside of that framework, you've got to let go. Now, I don't see where that right hand is right there as Watson starts to break. And you can see that Harris is just letting that go. And then you see the backhand that's holding it. You've got to call it at that point now, because now I've worked myself outside of the framework. And that restriction now is putting the defender at a disadvantage.
So from that other angle, that is very rare. It was his left hand. Usually it's your outside hand, but it was actually the left hand, and they saw enough of a jersey stretch right there. I'm okay with it.
I'm just going to say Ross flip-flopped, and everybody needs to know that. What I will say is there's no way in real time the judge who was not right there, right? The judge who did not have that, there's no way he saw that. I'm just going to call complete shenanigans. And again, that call courtesy of CBS. I'm going to call complete shenanigans. Because I think it took the broadcast crew 3 or 4 times in slow motion to come up with that. I'm not talking about Ross. I'm talking more about Gene Steratore. Initially, Gene Steratore agreed that it was a pretty tight call, if you will. I'm sorry, guys, if it takes 3 views on a replay where everything slowed down and you get to see it, if there's no way you called it in real time. It was chippy, it was cheap, it was completely nonsensical. And it's the kind of play that makes you wonder if we just can't have nice things this year. Now, that's not about the Browns. In fairness, I'm not trying to put that on the Browns. But when the...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Best offensive play of the season happens and it gets called back for a ticky-tack hold. It really makes you question whether this thing's going anywhere. And even though I can admit that that is something that you kind of think in real time. 216-474-0092. With a few days, you can calm down. We're almost there. Larry in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I would like to say, man, thank you for having your show, man. I'd like to say that, man. Skavansky, man, he got to fight for, you know, for the cause. He just sit there and don't do nothing but got his arms folded up. Man, I'll be fighting. Like taunting the ref, like that was the wrong call. And most of all, the league need to get a some type of way of disputing them calls because that was a critical play. But we should never have been in that position because we had the control of the game. Most of all, I was a coach. I go in and huddle, offense, defense, dominate. I don't care. Just turn your block. And go bring the fullback back, man, because a fullback can block the blitz until Deshaun or the running back can get away, man, or get the pass away, man. It's a lot. It's a time process, man. We got to get it right. They're going to win against Washington. They're going to go on the run, but they got to get their combination, man. And most of all, bring up Tony up for the receivers, all of them, the guys on the reserve, bring them up because we're going to need every help to win. Let's go, Brian. We can do it.
All right, Larry. Once again, Larry bringing a lot there. I don't really know half of what he said, but I know he said it passionately. I know we got to bring the fullback back. I heard that. Got to bring all the wide receivers up off the practice squad. Don't know what that would have solved yesterday. Maybe they could tackle. Maybe we could put them at defensive back or linebacker, defensive. I don't know. Yeah, I think we're just going to move on to Jeremy. Jeremy, you have you've spoken here. What you got for us?
Hey, I appreciate your show and everything that you're doing. I felt last night after watching that game, I said to myself, two things are going to happen tomorrow on Cleveland Sports Radio. Someone's going to start blaming the refs, and we're going to talk about how Deshaun had a good game and the team let him down. I'm just telling you, this team is rotten from the inside out, from the top down. And I don't mean the hearts of the players and the veterans and stuff like that, but watching plays like he's covered in motor oil. He has a fragile ego. It's toxicity in the locker room. It's toxicity amongst the team. They don't want to play for him. Stefanski, he just can't seem to get it right. But we're so confused as to what's going on, and that's because everybody knows. We never should have got rid of Mayfield. We shouldn't have got rid of Flacco. It's like the overwhelming majority of the fans are right and have been right about all of this stuff. And I think it's time to start dumping the veterans and let them have a career and get some draft picks.
Jeremy, we appreciate you. It's a little tough to say that Deshaun's the problem yesterday, or that in your words that anybody was wrong, that Deshaun had a good game yesterday. With the pass we're talking about, the call back, he would have been 25 of 32 for 245 yards with two touchdowns. So now that being said, do I think that there could be something rotten in the locker room? Yes. Does that tie back to Joe Flacco? I don't know. Does it tie back into Bill Callahan and AVP not being here? I don't know. Is it a bunch of dudes who've started to smell their own flowers? I don't know. This team has really started to remind me of the 2023 team. Wait, no, that was last year. 2022 team that every time you question them, they got an attitude and made it seem like you were the idiot for questioning a team that ended up winning 7 games. And a lot of that was a defense that thought they were great and then routinely went out there, got run all over, couldn't tackle, and basically is a lot of the same problems we're talking about now. So the answer is, so I agree with Jeremy on one hand. And by the way, the refs aren't why you lost this game. It's every other reason that you lost this game, right? It is the lack of tackling. It is the, but this thing, you can't say that. I think, God, I'm going to do the cliche, and I know it drives everybody crazy. It drives me crazy, too. Two things can be true. It was an egregious miss by the referees, and at the same point, it's not why you lost the game. Because you had 17 other chances in the second half, both offensively and defensively, to either get a stop or get points, and you didn't. It was a drop. It was a holding penalty. It was a bad play by Deshaun. But let's not sit here and say that this is just about Deshaun. It's about a lot more than Deshaun. And it starts with leadership. Some of that is Deshaun, but not all of it. 216-474-0092. We're going to continue to take your reaction on this one. Was it a holding call? Or do you blame the refs a little bit for that specific play? And more on the Browns' latest loss next on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.